All right, so I let me say this correctly. I went to the doctor to address my insomnia.
Ah, okay. There you go.
I had insomnia where I couldn't really get to sleep.
Which is true. You only sleep like 4 hours a night.
Right. And so I told the doctor this, and the doctor was like, well, you need to get an indica. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, how do I do that? So I'm a card-carrying member for my medical medicine.
Yes.
Type of thing.
You can say it.
Yeah,
I don't like
weird?
saying it. It's so weird. I don't want to
say it.
Join the club.
I'm in the card carrying club of the medicinal herbs.
What? Almost. He almost did it.
You're almost there.
I got my weed card. I got it. All right. I do. And I'm in the club, and I'm proud. I'm like, yo, I'm it's not a back alley thing anymore.
No.
It's like, you know, hey, you can go into a business and
right.
get it. However, I'm at the place that I go
to get your medicine,
to get my meds. And I see a woman, and I'm feeling good about it. I'm like, you know, I don't have to. This is not a secret. You can go in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Like, you got an appointment. They're expecting you. Like, it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, man, we have arrived. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I've been waiting on. This is progress. And then I'm pulling up, and a lady pulls up next to me, and she's getting ready to jump out. And I'm thinking, oh, I got to beat this lady in because I don't want to be in line.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm moving fast, and I realize I'm ahead of her because she is taking her children out of the car.
Mm.
And then they walk in with her. And I'm looking like I go from feeling like a hero to what am I in here involved in? Why are these kids in here, man?
It made you feel uncomfortable?
It made me feel real uncomfortable. Like, they wasn't babies.
Yeah.
Would you look down or look crazy on somebody taking their kids to go pick up a prescription?
Oh, yeah. Going to CVS.
CVS to go fill a prescription.
Yeah, they're at the pharmacy.
It's the same thing, man.
No, I wouldn't, but I'm just saying.
It's medical.
It feels to me like different. It feels different. If the kid, yeah, I mean, the lady went in there, and when she went back to get the backpack to look at it and see what she's getting.
Yeah.
They were with her.
Right.
Right.
Well, she can't leave her kids unattended. You know, you can't
might
leave
as
a
well.
Kid.
You brought your kids in a weed den.
You
might as well leave them unattended.
You
like
can't
I honestly,
leave them in the
I
car.
Get, I get it. It's CVS kids could be with the kid, you know, Walgreens. They could be Rite Aid, whatever. They could be with the mom. But being in the weed spot, I just don't think, even though it's legal,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I was a cheerleader. I was pulling up. I was like, ha ha, I'm pulling up. Yeah, this is corporate. Loving it. And then I saw them and I was like, this ain't the same.
I mean,
it was the same to me until I saw them kids walking. That's like taking your kid like in like a liquor store.
I'm taking my daughter.
It's like taking your kid in a liquor store.
Because
ain't nothing.
Yeah, but to the ABC Liquor to go get some wine. I have absolutely. What am I supposed to do? Just leave her in the car?
I don't think.
I go to
liquor stores. I don't think I would ever go with my kid.
Why?
Because there's nothing at the liquor store except liquor. Like,
right.
So it's pushing an agenda to my kid that I don't necessarily want to push.
What?
Like,
I mean,
if you go to CVS
eventually.
And you getting pills, they could be in the toy section, the Doritos section.
I'm not
they
leaving
could be
my
in
kids.
And,
no,
I mean, but I'm saying
about?
They got things to look at that ain't all about, yo, we in here because we in the pill factory.
ain't
nothing in there but the pills.
I don't look at the dispensary like the liquor store because there's nothing medicinal about getting liquor. This is something that
but
you're
it's
picking
legal.
Up.
You it's, went, le- it's legal but, and it's illegal medicine.
But still, this is something that's helping people. This is something that you had to go see a doctor to get a recommendation.
Right, because of my
insomnia.
Insomnia. It wasn't glaucoma. It wasn't But like that.
So it's uncomfortable for you because you haven't experienced
it's
before.
It's uncomfortable because kids, I think that we should just have a list of places that you shouldn't be taking your kids. And on the top of that list should probably be the dispensary and the liquor store, Meredith.
Why? What is wrong with
I really think those organizations with letters are going to come see you.
First of all, she doesn't really understand what's going on. And
which
she
makes
does,
it worse.
But it's kind of like I'm just in and out. It's like really quick. We're not shopping the entire time. I'm not in there for an hour where she's like, let me see if I like a Pinot Noir over a rosé.
How about this? Somebody just text in, that is the equivalent of taking your kid to your weed plug.
No.
It is
no.
the same thing.
It's totally
it's
different.
The same thing. If you pulling up on Rollo's spot over there in the alley and he like, yo, come on in, and you bring your kid in,
yeah,
bro, that's wrong.
It's not the same.
It
not
is
even,
the
not
same.
Even close. That's why we're being able to make progress, because it's not the same.
But we digress.
How?
We degress.
Digress. But how?
We digress.
I have my car too, and I see, you know what I see a lot of? I see a lot of grandma taking like the grandkids there. I've seen that quite a few times.
I wouldn't
you
be mad.
You seen kids
that.
In there too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it didn't bother you?
Yeah. It's like going to the doctor.
888-429-0941. Tell me for real, am I tripping? Or is this a bother? Like, I mean, as a parent, if you like a person like Davi ain't got no kids, you don't care. All right, wait, hello?
Hey, I want to comment on the children at the dispensary.
Now, have you seen, do you go? Are you a card carrying?
Yes.
No, okay, so.
I am a legal card medical marijuana holder.
You ain't got to say all that. Just say medical. We know what you're talking about.
Medical, yes.
People texted me, they're like, why can't you say marijuana? It's very weird to say it in a legal space because this is a new thing. I just got the card. I still feel like it's a secret.
Right. No, I understand. And that's understandable. My first time going was a little bit like, oh, okay. So it was a little bit off. But I have been and I have seen children there. And upon, you know, researching, it's actually there's children that are issued those cards for certain reasons. So some of those children that you see at those dispensaries are actually there picking up their medication as well.
Hmm. Well, now this kid, I mean, okay, but you could pick up something without taking the kid inside and then sitting there like, oh, I want some Goober Grape. I want some like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like it's something that shouldn't involve kids. Like Meredith's trip to the liquor store.
Right. And I took her in there with me.
That I look at a little bit differently because I agree with you on that. I mean, there's nothing there. But then again, I agree with her, too, because she's little. She's not going to remember that.
Yeah, even if she was 10, I still take her, though.
It's still watching mommy go get her. Mommy, this your place where you get your happy juice?
Yeah, like, no. It's delicious.
No. All right, listen.
We can look at it in the aspect of that if the children are being brought, at least it is in the way that it is from a doctor, it's not off the street, and that it's being done legally.
Yeah.
I can have that outlook on it.
And it's clean. It was clean in there. Yeah. I mean, I thought they were going to sit out in the waiting section with me. I was going to tell the lady I watch your kids, you know, from a distance. But, yeah, she took them right back in there. They in there just budding
it up. She'll know you. She's like, who's this random man that wants to watch my kids?
Right. Yeah, don't trust the random man, but take them in there where there's illegal activities going on.
It's legal.
Well, legally legal. Whatever. Still weird. All right, sweetie, thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Let's see here. Ralph is on the phone. Ralph, you take your son when you go pick up your medicine.
I do.
Do you feel that's appropriate, or do you feel it's just out of necessity?
I mean, I got one spot I go. They know my son's name when I come in. They call him by his name. They've been asking about him. I've been taking him since he was in a baby carrier. Not going to lie to you. It's awkward. I only go to that one spot. But with that said, some parents give me some weird looks. Some don't.
So, okay. So, all right. So, I'm not tripping. You do get the funny looks from parents when you see your kid go in there.
Absolutely. I give myself a funny look sometimes, but it's better than leaving your kid in the car, leaving your kid at the house.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to explain to police officers. I was in there buying my medicine and my kid was in the car. Like, yeah, you can't do that. You
right.
know.
Yeah, and they even asked me, because I've gone in there, this specific spot, they said, hey, will you come talk to a class about parenting and marijuana use? And I'm like, man, I'm still trying to figure out this diaper thing. I don't know if y'all really want me doing that.
Yeah, don't do
that. So I put that on hold. But, yeah, they're trying to get some groups together to get some awareness out there. But people still are looking a little funny about it.
I'm glad I'm not by myself. I appreciate it, Ralph.
You're not going to change that overnight.
My thing is this. If it's such a business now,
because,
I mean, I walk in there, it looks like the Apple Store.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's white, it's flushed,
clean.
Technologically sound and everything
it
else.
It doesn't smell, by the way.
And they got hours.
Uh-huh.
So if they got hours, you have time to plan to go pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, I had to go pick up something, and I wasn't going to use it then, but I knew I had to get it because the weekend was coming, and I was like, I might want to sleep.
Right, because you're insomnia. Right.
And so my daughter had to go to acting class. I took her to her acting class, and then I was free to go and learn about this new place I had never been and ask questions and stuff like that after I got done and got my little stapled bag.
Mm-hmm.
I then put it in the car and went to go pick her up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now she doesn't have to go. Like, your kid can't. There just has to be places your kid can't go.
There's plenty of places. I mean, I'm not taking them to, like, I don't know, a toy store.
If you take your kid to a liquor
adult.
If you got, I mean, might as well.
No.
Why
way.
Not? You take it into the liquor house. You take it into the weed spot. Like, why not?
No way. I'm not taking my kid into one of those shops. But if I'm taking my daughter into ABC Liquor just to grab a bottle of wine or two, I don't see the big difference between, you know, having your kid next to you when you have your medical marijuana card.
It was just a different time. Like, we were talking about this earlier. Like, there was a time back in the day, you know, and I'm an OG. Back in the day, you could go to the corner store and buy beer for your dad. Or, you know, like, hey, you're a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Hey, is that for lamb? Yeah, it is. Okay, man. Tell them I said hey and tell them the game going to be on at 6.
Okay.
Like, and you leave and you go take that beer to your parents.
And take
or you
one
go
for
take
yourself.
That. Or you go take that. I need a pack of Benson and Hedges longs. Like, okay, if your mama, yeah, your mama would like this too, take this. And you take it back to your mama. That was a different thing. Mm-hmm. Now, with kids and the influences that's around them, it feels weird. And I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong.
Right.
But I'm just saying the new feeling of it. It's just like, it's that new kind of. Where I'm like, man, I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Well, you're not the only person getting tight about it. I mean, we're getting tons of texts and calls and saying that, you know, just being next to a kid at a dispensary just makes them feel uncomfortable.
We got a text. Oh, I'm sorry. At the 727, it says, I work at a dispensary and people bring their kids in all the time. In the industry, we like to call it cannabis, and we are really trying to make it the new normal so it's not so taboo. As long as the child is accompanied by an adult, it is normal.
Now, see, that when I said that, it's funny about saying marijuana. See, they say it the same way. Say cannabis.
Cannabis. It's
yes.
Marijuana.
I have my medical cannabis license.
Your weed card.
My merited Hello? Wait, hello?
Yes, I was calling about the comment on the marijuana.
No, okay. So everybody just going to keep saying that word. Listen, it still feels like it's a secret. We ain't supposed to be saying
it's
it all
not
loose.
It's a secret. I worked at the dispensary. Oh. And I've seen people come in with their kids. It could be for their kids. Remember, this is medicine that's been used for thousands of years.
Right.
It's not modern-day medicine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But if you see kids in there with their parents who are in there making a purchase, I was standing next to the lady. The lady was in there getting her some stuff because she was asking all about which the content and which this and which the drops. And so I'm looking at her like, you're shopping. And you got your kids in there with you. Do you feel weird having that conversation in front of people's kids?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It really is a great medicine. This, like, it's something that's been used for thousands of years. I use it for anxiety. My husband's used it for cancer. It really, really, really helps. Nobody looks at it the way we do. Watch the God Plant. Watch the God Plant on Amazon Prime. The God Plant.
Okay. I mean, listen, I'm all for it. It's brand new for me. It feels weird. And when I saw the kid there, I felt just shy. I was like, there's no way I would bring my child in here. Like, well, if they asked me a question like, Daddy, so why are we in here? Daddy could feel good.
Well, I get it. Totally get it. I was on the opposite end thinking, oh, my God, I should never get this. But after we've dealt with, I've used it for years. But after we dealt with my husband and his cancer, my kids all have ADHD. I've taken them off of their medication, and I just give them CBD,
yeah,
because they're allowed legal speed. But I give them, I get the CBD. It's legal. I can buy it. Actually, I get the hemp stuff, and I make them butter out of it, and I make them cookies for school, and it's changed. They've changed. They've changed just how they even perceive and they learn.
Them cookies sell real good, don't they?
Right.
Them cookies be popping.
They're just CBD cookies. CBD is non-psychoactive. It is really a great medicine that you really for you to use.
All right. I'm going to let you hang up before they start tracking your phone calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.